Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's a fact. You know why?
Why?
They got Family Affair on. Jody, Buffy, Mrs. Beasley. Nobody wants that.
Mr. French.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Mr. French was awesome.
I'd watch Family Affair over us, but that's just me.
Yeah, what's wrong with Family Affair? Don't be a hater. Oh, my God. So he's a hater. Okay, that's fine.
He resembles one of the characters too much.
Mr. French.
Mm-hmm. Mr. French.
He just wishes he looked that good in a suit. Mr. French was a gentleman's gentleman. So, well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining to me today are Made Man Brent, the hater.
But happy to be here nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. And Main Man Maury.
Good morning, I'm a gentleman, and I use the term loosely.
And good old boy, Jason.
Good morning. Still glad to be here in the dark. My eyes never adjust to the light.
You're like one of those trout that lives in a cave. You just swim around, do you bump into stuff?
I'm translucent.
There you go.
That's why I have to stay in the cave.
Puts a new spin on the word translucent.
Yeah. I can hold him up to a 60 watt light bulb and see his insides.
Right. So. Makes Maury's job easy. He doesn't have to do x-rays or CT scans.
Like one of those little lizards, you can like see their heartbeat
and
through
their
skin.
Right.
Yeah.
Just look.
I like it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I see. 238 already in the toilet. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and whiskeys. We are going to be discussing today are Yellowstone Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in toasted staves, Lux Row 4-grain double single barrel bourbon, Davies County Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey medium toast finish, Barrel Bourbon Foundation, Hirsch the single barrel double oak bourbon release number 2, Angel's Envy Cask Strength Bourbon 2023 release. Yeah, I know. It's 23 release. What do you want from us? Angel's Envy Cask Strength Rye 2023 release. And the Remus Gatsby Reserve 2023 release. So, yeah, let's let him, I guess. All right, we're going to have Justin do the sips ratings.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth, girly man.
And you wondered why I was unsure.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. It's interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my! I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
It sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger killed and ate Mick Jagger. Like, consumed his bones and all. I mean, like, what was that? That was weird. I was like, expect get to the chopper. You know, no.
No, that was Hans of Hans and Franz.
That went like right off the cliff.
Pump you up.
Okay. Well, at least the whiskey's good. So, so let's have Brent tell us about our first whiskey for today.
Thanks, Bob. So Stephen Beam opened up Limestone Branch Distillery in 2011 with the goal of crafting the finest spirits in small batches. Stephen is a seventh-generation distiller with a history of distilling on both sides of his family, Beam and Dant. So in 2015, he brought the Yellowstone brand back to the family. Every time I hear the word Yellowstone, I think of Beth. I don't know why that is.
Because she's memorable. Yeah.
Go Beth.
So this will be memorable. Yeah. So
yeah, so I can think of two reasons why you're thinking of Beth. Yeah.
So the Yellowstone, first one is the Yellowstone Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in toasted staves. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof. This is the first release within the brand's special finishes collection. It starts with the brand's traditional bourbon mash bill, which is then stave finished. Beam, a seventh-generation master distiller, hand-selected a combination of five different staves, high toast, American oak double toast, vanilla, rickhouse, and spice rack to get the desired flavor profile. Kind of reminds me of what they do with the Maker's 46.
I agree.
You know, it's the color of this one, it's got a nice... it's like
kind of a burnt copper.
Yeah, a little bit on the bright, like a bright copper. Oh, you know, almost, you know, a burnt bright copper. On the nose, I get the first thing that hits me right away is a cinnamon, and then I get some vanilla and that little bit of caramel with it. On the palate, I got again the cinnamon is the first thing that hit me. Cinnamon and black tea was what it reminds me of. It's came out nice. I get a little bit of cocoa at the end of it, and that's just like on the finish. A little bit of cocoa and tobacco on the finish. Nice medium finish. It's very enjoyable. I really like it. Justin?
This would be my pick for a breakfast bourbon. Give me some bacon, eggs. Oh,
Justin, you're my hero.
Hash browns and this. Matter of fact, when Bob and I got to go to Yellowstone, they made us an amazing breakfast. And that breakfast that we had, this would pair with it perfectly. Bacon, eggs, pancakes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just kept going back and getting more bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon. Eat a piece of bacon, have a sip of whiskey, eat a piece of bacon, have more whiskey. It was a good morning.
So nice. on the nose, it was like a pumpkin spice latte with oak.
Okay.
And
what were you smoking last night?
I will never tell.
Okay.
And on the palate, I got like nuts and sweetness. It was amazing. And the finish is just sweet and spicy. I really enjoyed this. I can't wait to have this at breakfast tomorrow.
How would that be any different than every breakfast you ever have, you raging? Never mind.
Different whiskeys. But this one's the best breakfast whiskey.
Well, actually, the kit they sent us came with little samples of the different wood staves. So
cool.
Oh, that's neat.
You know, oh, I like to chew on a couple of them.
Little test tube. So what'd you think, Maury?
Well, thank you for asking.
Well, you're here. I might as well ask.
To echo a theme, when I first poured it, I was fairly underwhelmed. But my patience has been rewarded. And it's really evolved nicely in the glass. I agree with what Justin has said, and Brent as well. The toasted caramel and vanilla on the nose and some fall spice and a lot of cinnamon. I didn't think the cinnamon was overpowering, but it was definitely obvious. The palate, I got the black tea. I got the toffee. I got a hint of walnut. It was mouth coating. For me, the finish was long. It was just some cocoa, some tobacco, some oak, just went on and on and on. I really enjoyed this whiskey. I thought it was a pleasant surprise and really a step up for what I've had in the past from Yellowstone.
Now, I added water to this after, you know, initial tasting notes, and I don't think that the water really changed in any way, one way or another.
Thank you for that little tidbit. I appreciate you very much.
Yeah,
Yeah, once in a while, the water doesn't do anything.
Right, you just want to try
always,
it out. Though,
always
you know?
Give it a try because it yeah. absolutely can affect it. So,
yeah. I thought the water just simply diluted it a little bit, but didn't really offer any substantial
right. I don't
improvement.
Think
it,
right, sometimes you'll get something that will pop when you add a couple drops of water.
Bob, do you have anything you want to add to this whiskey before we rate it?
I think this is one of the best releases that they've done. I mean, short of their limited edition annual release. You know, their whiskey every year continues to get better and better. Not that their earlier stuff was bad, but I mean, it just gets better and better. Steve and the team over there doing good work. And I think this one is absolute winner. I mean, it's just, there's caramel and vanilla and cinnamon on the nose and walnuts and burnt toffee. And a little bit of white pepper. I mean, it's just, this is the real deal. I think he did a great job picking the staves and pairing the staves with it. They didn't over finish it, which is so easy to do when you're doing stave finishes. I think this is an excellent example of what those guys are capable of. So we're going to be giving the Yellowstone Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finish with toasted staves a well-deserved 4 sips, guys.
That's classified.
So let's move on to our next whiskey, and we'll have Justin tell us a little bit about that one.
So we're going to talk about Lux Row 4-Grain Double Single Barrel Bourbon. It's 57.5% alcohol by volume, or 115 proof. This expression from the Bardstown, Kentucky-based Lux Row Distillers is a combination of a single barrel of a 4-year wheated bourbon and a single barrel of a 4-year-old rye bourbon, hence the name Double Single Barrel. The wheated mash bill produces another smoother bourbon with caramel and citrus notes and velvety oak finish, while the rye mash bill produces a spicier bourbon with hints of caramel and vanilla and smooth, mellow finish. Together, the bourbon's 4 grains, corn, wheat, rye, and malted barley, come together in a balanced, flavorful mix of both mash bills. So I definitely got all the different components on the nose. The palate was sweet and spicy, and the finish was long and spicy. What did you think, Maury?
Well, I'm going to be a little contrary today. I thought this bourbon was high expectations and low on the delivery. I always like when they over-deliver and under-promise, but for me, this promised more. But we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Lux Row 4-Grain Double Single Barrel Bourbon. Maury was finishing up his thoughts.
Thank you, Bob. Again, lovely color. Nose is some complexity. I thought it was a little bit simplified on the palate. Finish was medium to long. Pleasant bourbon, really nothing inherently wrong with it. I think it's going the right direction. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, on the nose, I got some corn and I got like a musty note to it. And then on the palate, I really thought it kind of reminded me of a dusty 70s bourbon, along with added cinnamon and some flat cola. But everything on the finish, though, was all front forward on the palate. It was just, it coated your mouth, and especially on the sides of your tongue. That's where everything finished up for me. It was good. I don't say great, but it was, you know, it was good.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's the same thing for me. When I drank it, I thought this is very similar to an older, dusty, you know, late 70s, early 80s bottle that you find on the shelf. That cola note that you find so often in the old dusty bottles was there. It's got a dusty kind of dusty oak finish to it for me, but it's mostly front palate for me. I don't get much in the back at all, but definitely interesting. And man, if you could figure out how to make a whiskey that gives you a full palate and a really good long finish that has that dusty flavor, and if you could do that with contemporary whiskey, you could make a damn fortune. So we're going to be giving the Lexro 4-grain double single barrel bourbon 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that leads us to our next whiskey, and Maury's going to tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Daviess County Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, medium toast finish, 48% ABV, 96 proof. The Daviess County Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, finished in medium toasted American oak barrels, features Daviess County Bourbon's signature combination of rye and wheated bourbon mash bills, which is aged for 4+ years in charred oak barrels before finishing in medium toasted barrels. This whiskey has a very nice, bright copper color. On the nose, it's got warm aromas of toasted nuts, some cocoa, and a little hint of oak. On the palate, classic notes of caramel, honey, roasted coffee, and a little bit of I get a hint of coconut. Finish is medium. It's a pleasant whiskey. It's really well made. It's delightful. It's easy drinking. It's definitely something you could sit on the back porch and with or without a nice cigar, just enjoy all afternoon. I really liked it. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, on the nose, I got like a cocoa, but it was like a dried cocoa, you know, like that, like the powder that goes up your nose kind of thing. And
I don't know about that kind of powder.
Brent has a problem with nose candy, but he doesn't quite understand nose candy is just an acronym. You know, it's a term.
He sorts pixie sticks. I've seen them.
That, you know, that coconut note that you got on the palate, mine was kind of like a burnt coconut. You know, it was kind of, you know, tasted like a little bit of a burnt coconut. Lots of caramel, a little bit of honey.
They say that's a sign of a stroke. You smell a burnt coconut.
Oh, yeah?
Just saying.
Too late.
Again, this one, I gave every single one of them water after I did the initial tasting. And I don't, again, this one with the water, nothing really, it didn't really help it at all. So, gave me the choking fit. That's what it did.
Justin, can you add anything?
You're supposed to swallow it, not inhale it.
Yeah.
I think Brent said it all. What'd you think, Maury?
Well, I already said what I think, so I'll let Bob tell you what he thinks.
Well...
Justin said his 3 words. Don't get mad at him.
He's a man of many words and many talents.
On the nose, there's definitely a roasted nut and sort of a dusty cocoa to it.
I got at least 2 nuts, maybe 3, but if you got 1 nut, it's okay. I understand your problem.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
But I can help him with that 1 nut.
That's good.
Yeah.
What am I, John Kruk? Okay.
I'm going to make you a pair.
Yeah, I got a new name for your medical practice. But on One Nut Industries.
It's kind of dark, burnt caramel.
Once upon a nut.
Dark, burnt caramel. A little bit of a sweetness to the front of the palate. I'm with you. The coconut is almost like roasted or burnt. And kind of a roasted sort of mocha.
Roasted, not burnt. Burnt implies a negative connotation. It's pleasant.
No, it's absolutely pleasant. But it's, you know, it's definitely a very, you know, it's not like coconut straight out of the shell for sure. I enjoyed it. I thought this one was definitely very interesting. So the medium toast finish seems to definitely lend it some interesting flavor profile. So we're going to be giving the Daviess County Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Medium Toast Finish a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey. the grab.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about it, Bob?
So this is the Barrel Bourbon Foundations, 50% ABV, 100 proof, 5 years old. This is a blend of, well, it's 5 years old because it's always the lowest number in the batch. This is a blend of 8-year-old Kentucky bourbon, 5-, 6-, and 9-year-old Indiana bourbon, 8-year-old Tennessee bourbon, and 5-year-old Maryland bourbon with a combined mash bill of 73% corn, 23% rye, and 4% malted barley. So another of their blending experience from Joe Beatrice over at Barrel Bourbon. And he has really become a really just well-tuned machine when it comes to his blending skills.
In his first couple of years, I was a little questionable, but lately, though, he's been on target.
Yeah, some of the recent releases have just been absolutely stunning. So
yeah,
especially that gold label. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But this is their foundation, and there's a sweetness to it. A little bit of a melon, some peaches, some apricots to it. There's a little bit of a citrus on the nose and on the palate. Hold on. On the palate, there's definitely a maple syrup or a Karo syrup kind of sweetness to it. It's got a nuttiness. There is baking spice. It's got a nice mouth coat to it. Gets all around the tongue, under, down the sides, and the front, and the back. I think this is a great blend. I think you did a really good job. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, to me, I got like a strawberry nose to it that followed with a strawberry cream on the palate, which was, I thought, really pleasant. I had a lot of other flavors in there as well, the honey and the hazelnut like on the nose, and then I got some nuts on the palate and a little bit of a lemon to it as well. But I keep going back to it, is like I love that strawberry cream that comes out of it, and that's the most amazing thing for me. That I like. It's just a nice creamy mouthfeel. Goes on. Adding water didn't really change this one as well. It was the same. You know, it kind of got the same thing. So, Maury, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you on the creaminess. I apologize, but I didn't really get the strawberry as much as you did. I just got a really pleasant, viscous, creamy mouthfeel. I thought this whiskey was delicious. It just was really pleasant, really enjoyable, really something I could just sit and just savor all afternoon. It's just very, very pleasant. The finish just kind of goes on. It's got a mouth coating feel. I liked it a lot.
So when I looked at all the elements they threw in there, I'm like, what is this going to be like? Not in the most positive way in my mind, because it just seemed so disparate and random. But I smelled like a beautiful pumpernickel rye, like you're walking into a really good New York baker that knows what they're doing. On the palate, I got like rose petals. I got like a really dark chocolate tiramisu. The mouthfeel that everyone else got, that it was creamy. It was just wild. This guy really knows how to blend. What'd you think, Bob?
Yeah, Bob read it.
I'm going to read it. Thanks for paying attention.
Anytime. Yeah.
No, I think this is a solid blend. I mean, he took some interesting components, and honestly, some that you would look at and go, "Really? I don't see how that's going to work." But again, that's the blender's art, and that's the nice thing about blending is taking the sum of the parts and making it greater than the sum of the parts. And I think he's done a good job here. So, you know, kudos to Joey. Did it again. I think this is a very well put together whiskey.
Yeah, you see this one on the shelf, you know, definitely go for it. You know, I mean, I'll be the first to tell you that the first couple of years of Barrel Bourbon, I was kind of, you know, off put about them. I hadn't really found, it was kind of hit or miss of, you know, finding the right one and stuff. We did a couple of barrel picks with a local, with Harmeet there, and he's got a couple of great picks in his store that we did. But man, these things are coming around. These are,
Grand Cru.
Yeah.
They really have made a lot of progress. And from the beginning, they've really continued to evolve.
Yep.
You were going to say something?
No, I was thinking about that. I was going to mention
that, or he's having a stroke.
I was going to mention somebody's name that fell in love with him early on and has been going, loved him early on, even in the early days and stuff. And I just didn't catch on to him at that early. It took me a while to catch on to him. So,
well, sometimes it's that way. Depends on your palate. So,
yeah, and they're really evolving to a great degree.
Well, again, blending is an art unto itself. So the ability to take, you know, so many different components and be able to understand how they're going to interrelate with each other and how they're going to work and how they're actually going to make something better. You know, that's very difficult. That's very difficult. You know, and the people that are the great blenders in the world are completely different people from the people who make it. You know, the distillers are you know, completely different. Palates can work completely differently. So, you know, when you get somebody who really knows what they're doing with the blending, that's a unique talent. So I think they've done a good job with this one, and we're going to give the Barrel Bourbon Foundation a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's very nice.
So that gives us up to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So now we're going to talk about Hirsch, the single barrel double oak bourbon release number 2. It's 45% alcohol by volume or 90 proof. It's 80% corn, 12% malted barley, 8% rye, and it's 56.2% alcohol. Never mind. The second release of the single barrel double oak bourbon from Hirsch is made of a 9-year-old Kentucky bourbon with a mash bill of 72% corn, 13% rye, and 15% malted barley, aged for 8 years in a new number 4 char American oak barrel, followed by another year in a number 1 ultralight char barrel. So it's got a nice light brown color to it. You get a really interesting nose off this one. It smells kind of like a campfire where they use like really good hickory wood.
As opposed to what? That cheap hickory wood they make in China?
Yes.
Okay. Correct.
So to that one. And it's very sweet on the palate. It's spicy. And then the sweet and spicy goes right along with the finish. What do you think, Maury?
I agree with you. It's interesting that you describe it that way, but you're 100% correct. It is sweet and spicy. Very interesting offering. I thought that I was expecting something a little different. It's got this funky mahogany color on the eyes. It's got an interesting nose. When I first poured it, I was not overly impressed. But again, as has been the theme today, time and air. I did not add any water to it, but I agree. When it's a little bit of air and time in the glass, it really started to showcase a lot of the stuff that you've discussed. And I've gone from being, you know, on the fence about it to enjoying it. I think it's a pleasant sipper. It's not the best thing I've ever had from Hirsch, but I think it's a well-made whiskey, and I think it drinks very nicely today. What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, on the nose, I got some bittersweet chocolate, like a mocha. You know, it's the palate to me was like a brandy dark fruits in a spoon. And that was the fruitiness of it, along with some vanilla. And then the cinnamon was the spiciness of it. And it just kind of, I don't know, they don't quite work all the way together with me. The brandy dark fruits just kind of, like, doesn't really make it for me. But I can see where they're doing with it. It's pleasant, but it's not like like, yeah, I got to go back to that one. You know, it's one of these ones like, okay, I can try that once in a while. And, you know, and it's just not something I'm going to go to over and over and things. So, Bob?
I'm not so sure about that. I've seen you go over and over to a lot of things.